Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, the Bible says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Religion has done much to try to rob God of his word and God of his integrity. Man has tried to be his own God since the first sin in the Garden of Eden. In 6,000 years, the only thing to change is the names we attach to it. My friend, it's either going to be God's way or man's attempt to do it his way, hoping God accepts it. We do not get to heaven by any of our own works. We don't get to heaven by any of man's religious ways, whether it's lighting candles or giving money or good works or sacraments or baptisms or absolution by some priest. We only get to heaven by realizing we are sinners, and all sin is punishable by death and hell. We also see that Jesus was the only one who could and did pay the full price for our sin, and we have to accept that and that alone to take us to heaven. Anything else added to this is not only wrong, but makes void what Jesus did. Once a person gets saved, though, God begins to look at our effort. He does not look at our effort for salvation, because our effort for salvation does not matter. He only looks at our effort after salvation. The effort after salvation is where we earn our rank or reward for heaven. I want you to notice here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it does not say that we will be rewarded according to our results. He will reward us according to our work, our labor, our effort. In verse number 8, it says, receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 13 and verse 14 says that he'll try every man's work. Verse 15 says, of any man's work. We must realize that God looks at our effort, but he brings the results. I don't believe, I do believe that the more effort we put into something, the more results we will often see. But that is all dependent on God. He is only going to reward our effort. You know, some fields or crops may not be as productive, but God's going to look at the effort. Why is it that we humans are so prone to look at results? God wants to see our effort, but he really does see our effort. We can lie to ourselves about our effort, but God knows the truth about our effort. We want to show our result. God wants to see our effort. You know, seems like a sports coach who doesn't win a national title but has far more wins than losses is not a good coach these days. I disagree. Seems like a person who does not move up into management at their job in a couple of years is a failure. May I say something? Not everyone can be on top. This is why you can't get to heaven your way. Your baptism, your good deeds, your intentions, your church membership, your priest, your pope, your way, all these things are you telling God how God has to accept you. No, we have to humble ourselves and do it God's way. To the Christian, the judgment seat of Christ will be all about our work or our effort. God is going to reward us based on our effort and not our results or our numbers. By the way, it amazes me, God's numbering system is based on a percentage, not an end number. Let me give you three quick observations. Number one, most of our goals in life should be based on effort, not results. My goal is to not build a church. I want to work hard. I want to help every person I can and let God build the church. Matter of fact, God said in the passage that we read, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I'm not trying to build a big church. I'm trying to reach every person I can, trying to get the gospel to every person I can. One day I was taking Brother Hiles to the airport, and I asked him how he set goals to build the world's largest Sunday school. His response shocked me. He said, son, are you crazy? No one could have ever imagined or dreamed of something like this. I just tried to do a little more each time. Soul winning is not about how many people you have saved. It's about getting the gospel out and how much seed we scatter. You know, a farmer can't predict which seeds will grow, nor can we predict who's going to get saved. We just have to scatter the seed. You know, tithing is to be done whether you make a dollar or whether you make millions of dollars. Goals need to be set in reading your Bible based on your effort, not how much Bible you read. Goals need to be set for helping others based on effort, not results. By the way, this is how we can love our enemy, because it's based on our effort, not our results. Number two, don't fantasize or think about or imagine how things could be. Fantasy never includes the negative. Reality does. A girl dreams about her wedding from the time she's 4 years old on. The reality is much different. The service is not the wedding. Committing to be what your spouse needs you to be is. You know, the average cost for a wedding in the United States of America today is over $30,000. No wonder the divorce rate is over 50%. Social media, Facebook, Pinterest is all about fantasy. Most of our burdens and problems and heartaches and disillusionment and depression and nervous breakdown are caused because things don't turn out as we planned, as we thought it should be. And number three, don't determine success by numbers or results you see now. Success is measured in decades, not years. Instant success means quick failure. An old country preacher had been sick 1 year and missed many services. His people met, felt like he should give up because there'd only been one boy saved, a little boy named Bobby Moffat. He was only 4 years old. Well, Robert Moffat became a missionary to Africa. 12 years with no one saved, but tens of thousands were saved, and the door was open for David Livingston on which to build. The old preacher may not have looked successful, but he was. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.